Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Hi, Luca. I just want to take you back to the end of that third quarter, the 2 3-pointers, your one, and then Tim Hardaway's.
Dude, you're doing too much of an accent. You don't.
Can you talk us about those two moments, the key pivotal moments in the match? Your 3-pointer and then your assist for Tim's.
3-pointer.
Sounds fake. Sounds like scoops.
I love it.
Right. I would tell him, look, you're doing a good job, but you're going too over the top. Right. If you want to be a guy from Ireland, change your get. He's like, no, I am from Ireland.
This is how I actually talk. Yeah,
No. You
just, it's a 2-3.
Just tone it down.
3-pointer. I heard that jumped out. I'm like, what is this? Like, I've never heard this in an NBA post before.
Nobody is going to believe you if you speak like that.
I think it's a pretty good plan. We should be able to pull it off this time. What do you think, Abdul? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
I'm coming up with 32.33, repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Well, that's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Save him!
Oh jeez, stick it clean!
Oh jeez, let's go.
That shit.
Oh my god, shut
up! I got it.
Oh my god.
Damn it, Leroy.
Damn it.
Leroy, you moron.
Leroy.
Oh god.
Oh, for...
Leroy, you are just stupid as hell.
At least I have chicken.
I look at it two ways. They either wish they were still playing, or they jealous because they're not still playing. You know, it's like, or they didn't do something when they play. They didn't accomplish their goal, so they will try to take a negative stance toward other players in any way that they can.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great. I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking like he was an all-pro quarterback, and it just kind of remind him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so, you know.
Okay.
I can't. He went to SC, and he's a dear friend of mine.
Oh, okay. All right, the Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Ready? Let's go. Hold on one second. I'm waiting for it. These guys to stop talking over here. All right. Y'all ready? What's up, everybody? Tim Hardaway Jr. here with the Dallas Mavericks, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Let's do inbred, not inbred.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
Hey, you feel like Edison or something. You're like, what, this is the greatest discovery, and I'm going to use this electricity all the time now. I probably just mixed. Edison didn't discover electricity, did he?
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
Johnny Goats.
Our female CEO.
Made love this weekend.
Blake Jones! Who Blake Jones?
We're back to Pittsburgh.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to 3, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Yeah.
Hey now.
And hey now.
Right. Or three of them. All right. All right. Let's see. Show number 289 of the Dan and Jake Experiment. Show 246 right here in the Dragon Den. As long as you did it, the show here when I was gone.
I did.
And I did the show here when you were gone.
I missed you so much, pal.
When is the last time, boy, you've grown so much, you know, you miss
I know a bunch of new words.
Seems like you're walking a little more upright.
Yeah.
You don't have to hold on to the wall anymore.
Yeah.
The beard is long.
Boy, is it.
I haven't taken a picture of that in a couple weeks.
I froed it out for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that neck feeling? I was thinking of you last night when I was shaving my neck. I didn't even need to. I just thought I would.
The neck's not a problem. I've done one neck shave in almost 3 months, and this is what you get. The neck's not a problem. We're just at the stage where it feels like I have a blanket, a comforter on my face anytime I'm outside.
It's impressive.
So, Mexico, where I was, has about an 85% to 90% humidity every day. And imagine going out in that with your entire face, lower half.
90% humidity? That feels high.
Well, it's about as high as it can get. So, yes, it's very high. You cannot walk. It's.
If it was 100%, does that mean you're underwater?
I don't know.
Is it humidity? Dumb zone.
Moisture?
It's good to have you back.
Like when I jump in the pool, is that a 100% humidity?
I don't know.
In the pool?
Yes, science!
Because it's like water in the air, right? I have this humidifier here, and I turned it on today. It was at 50.
We're cooking now. But yeah, it's mostly just the if you want to go run or do a garage workout or something, this is extremely uncomfortable.
Stop exercising.
That's an option.
So I was gone for a couple days. You were gone for 5. I was gone for 2. But I've had this, and I feel better today than I felt in quite some time. And I don't know if it's... I think it has to be COVID-related, although I am like 50. Mm-hmm. So things are just breaking down, left and right. Got problems here, problems there, but...
But you are a healthy 50. You probably don't want to admit that, but you are. You don't drink much alcohol, and you eat a very solid, healthy diet. So that's working in your favor. I think you've added a couple years that you gave away in your 20s back.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Back.
We're trying to live longer. Plus, I finished watching Seaspiracy. Damn, I don't know if I should eat seafood anymore now. I hate just learning about everything. I got to stop learning because that's...
Like 95% of learning makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Where's the good learning? It barely exists.
The only way to make our oceans healthy again is just to stop eating I just got to stop eating everything.
When are they going to have impossible fish?
They kind of do. There was a... Actually, I wrote it down. There was some kind of a... A new company that has something that... whatever.
Yeah.
Why did I start talking about that? I have no idea. But I did want to say in coming back...
Because you're not feeling well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I hadn't been feeling well. But I've got this weird bit, and I've told you about this on the air before. It's just a moving around. I tend to then get... kind of a swimmy head and all that to where you then feel like you're sick. You've felt, you know, you've had sickness for a couple days or whatever. And then I just need to sit. But then sitting, my brain feels great. I can watch a show and comprehend. I can read. I can do a lot of things. In fact, I can do a radio show. It's just the getting out and about. So this has been the blessing or curse of having the radio equipment at my house is that there's been quite a few days when I would not have traveled to Dallas. I would have said, man, I can't get up and down the stairs. It's killing me and stuff. But if I can walk over here and fire it up, just get some energy for a little 10, 15 minute slots of time, I'm feeling good. And then last week I was going through this again. And even the last 2 days, as I was on the road helping my daughter move home from college after her freshman year, feeling the same way. Go help her, do some stuff, feel a little down, got to just kind of sit in the room for a couple hours. Now I feel good, you know, rinse and repeat and all that. So I was thinking, and like I said, I'm not talking about today. Yeah. I actually feel really, really good.
We were buoyed by our reunion.
Yeah, yeah. Just seeing you.
Yeah. And the beard.
Filled me with joy. But I was thinking when planning this trip, boy, you know what I should do? We have all these vacation days. I haven't used one yet this year. Why don't I just take an extra day? I need the buffer day. So after getting back, the travel, all that, let me just have one day to regroup. But then here comes the curse of the broadcast equipment at your house. It's like, I can't just take a day off and have Jake up there doing a show with Seabass or with McLaren or whoever.
Well, I think you could have, and I'm
McLaren's
not,
our new buddy.
I'm not opposed. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan of Matt McLaren, just from the time I used to run the board for his weekend show some, and I just knew this guy's a weirdo. And I like weirdos.
He's definitely very, weird, dude. He's,
yeah. No, I'm...
like, he makes us look real kind of normal.
Which maybe that's all I'm after.
Yeah. Just want to hang around with people that are sicker than you in the mind. I'm not sure what that guy's got.
So I will be in the studio for the draft. And I'm not opposed to going to the studio. I just think whenever we go back to do Noon to 3, we go back together.
I agree.
That's my vision.
In fact, I think...
with Julie...
and this is no offense to DJ, who's also... I enjoyed last week quite a bit.
Yeah. Say go, DJ.
My first extended time.
We have a new DJ.
Although maybe he's been on the show an extended time before, but I just didn't stand out as I enjoyed it so much as I did last week. In fact, I enjoyed it so much last week, I went to the extent of learning his name. It's Ringenberg.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big one.
Thank you.
It's a confusing last name. He knows that. There's my DJ.
Yeah, he should change that.
Yeah.
He'll never get anywhere with that name.
Suggestions?
Ooh, maybe an online poll like the Dallas Zoo is doing with their new goat.
What if you just did I'm DJ?
I think DJ Sack Rider might be up there already.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, I heard I missed something.
Yeah.
You got any fun audio to play for me today?
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, I couldn't do the buffer day. And I can't remember what we were just talking about.
You know, I did this time. And I used to bust balls on you and Bob, like, bro, what do you need a buffer day?
Bob would never do it either. Bob would show up.
Yeah, that's maybe we would bust you in the balls because
he'd go on on a long trip, get home Sunday at 5, turn around, you're at work the next morning.
Yeah, and
I just need time to stretch. I need
laundry, just
relax, just a whole day to sit and kind of do nothing. Because then in the evening you're going to be doing. That's when you get to work, really, Sunday night.
Yeah.
So I would have to get back from vacation on Saturday.
We've never done it before. Yeah. And I never really, I don't have a lot of control of these vacations, frankly.
She does the booking. You do
the
advertising.
That's right. So places picked. I mean, she's got a pretty good hit rate, but I don't have much to do with any of this. And this time we left on a Sunday and came back on a Saturday. And so that was glorious. Like, I woke up on Sunday and was...
Oh, you had a buffer day on the beginning.
Yeah.
To kind of prep for it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you've left for vacation Friday evening before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've actually...
And that's a bit hectic because then Thursday you're packing, plus you're doing prep for the show.
It was perfect. I have landed from our honeymoon at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday and drove straight to the station to do the Sunday morning show with Sean. Back in the day, we run it close. This time, Sunday was like almost better than any day on vacation traveling. I'm like, well, it's time. Oh, my laundry's done. The house is clean. The emails are done. The prep is done. It was incredible. It's the way to go.
So I've
learned from you.
I've taught you something.
Yeah. There you go.
Same here. After I skied a little bit, I got back on Saturday. Skied a little bit.
You need a buffer day.
Yeah.
I might have learned it from Cat because they would make fun of him. He would take a buffer day.
When Slayer was playing.
Yeah, just for going to a concert on Tuesday, he would take Wednesday off.
You really don't need it when you're in your 20s.
I was thinking about that. Jorts was inviting me to a concert sometime in June. And it's like a Wednesday night concert. Jorts, who did our show open, which is awesome, our new music. Drummed for the Ringo Starr All-Star Band. I was thinking, boy, what if... I probably need to take Thursday off if I go to a concert with him Wednesday night. And then thought I'd just glom it onto a Friday, and now I got 4 days off.
There you go. You've got them to burn. So how was Clemson? It's a place I've always wanted to visit. There's a lot of those places that are solely based on what I see on Saturday nights on ESPN.
It's quite beautiful.
It seems like it.
Yeah, very green.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere type thing.
Okay.
It's
I don't know the lay of the land of
smaller
that little part of the country at all.
City. I kind of like that. I like that for your college.
Yeah.
You're just set apart and not...
Right next to the big city.
It's like 55 minutes to the airport, so that's kind of a beating. Because then you're always, you know, it's just such a rush type thing. But no, I thought it was really good times.
Did you touch Howard's Rock?
No, I'm not really sure what that is. I
you know what I mean.
I do know what it is. They touch it before the game. And
well,
my daughter does that.
Don't take offense to this, but I think that's a pretty lame tradition. I mean, some of them, even the Aggie ones, which I make fun of, seem cooler than, but it's a rock, and we kind of touch it, and then we run down this hill.
Monday, we had to unload all her stuff from her dorm room and go take it to a storage facility. Because if you live that far away...
Yeah, you're not going to...
If she lived a couple hours away, we could load up the car and drive it all back. But so we had to rent a place. I'm finding out so many things, too, because I was looking around shopping for better deals, and I ended up paying double what I could have paid, 3 weeks ago, because everybody jumps on these storage facilities. It's like I learned in October that they booked their apartments for the next year in October.
That's insane.
And she had just gotten there, September, starts college, she's a freshman, and calls me in October like, we got to get the place for next year now. Like, what?
The college craze is just so... It's the applying when you're a freshman in high school. It's deciding what job you want to do for the rest of your life when you're a junior in high school.
That's what my younger daughter is really upset with right now. She's
the cost.
Like, I got to decide my whole life right now. I'm like, no, you don't, dude. It's all good. So Seabass sat in my chair.
He did.
So when I was gone... I saw him tweet out a picture. It indicated he was in my chair, which probably meant he was using my headphones and not those headphones. Very disappointing, because when Julie was here, I had her use those headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
I'm just kidding. I don't really care.
I did break my streak.
Care.
What's your streak?
What show is this at the Den?
This is 246. So, 246 shows here.
We have, we're in Dan's upstairs garage apartment, and there is a small bathroom, like a, studio bathroom, and the bathroom is for number one, which I completely agree with. Dude. It is held open by the dog bowls, the dog mat, and then he hangs clothes on the top of the door. It's a real production to close this door, and I like it that way.
It's for number one for everybody but me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one who really
right.
lives up here.
Right. Well... Typically, I come to your house straight from my house, and everything has been fine up until show 2:45, because yesterday I had to leave pretty early, like 9.
You took a dump in my office?
I did. I did.
While Sean was there?
Yeah. Yeah. I asked him first, and he's like, I don't care. But I did have to do, I had to take everything off the wall, I had to move the dog bowls. And then I'm like, it's got to happen,
Oh, and then you didn't, that's right. You said you didn't go downstairs because my daughter was
actually
the thing.
My first thought was I'll just go downstairs and I'm like strolling in there like, boy, this is going to be, and then I hear like a cup and I'm like, it doesn't matter if it's the mom or the daughter. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
We're going back upstairs and we're going to have to stop.
Probably lucky
stop
that
the streak at 2:45.
She was down there. She was here yesterday off school because she got her second COVID shot.
Okay.
I was feeling bad.
Yeah, or they walk in when I'm in there, when they
or
get
Or they just walk into the kitchen,
yeah.
And then you pop out of the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
Because that was the Julie bathroom, because she, for some reason, she didn't want to go up here with the open door policy. Although, she's like one of the boys, right? We're all just bros. We're all just friends.
So I want to give you a brief note that I told Seabass about earlier this week, but I need you to know it. So this place I went, right? Tulum,
Mexico, near Cancun, kind of.
And wasn't your place Yucatan?
Yeah, Merida.
Yeah.
It's the
big
perhaps
city.
Perhaps the capital, but yeah.
So this is a place that...
Love the Yucatan.
...has been very, very...
maybe we'll just take that over.
Just that part? Yeah.
Yeah, make it another state.
It's been sort of, up until maybe 10 years ago, a sleepy, kind of off-the-beaten-path... off the rate. It's not Cancun. There's no big resorts or hotels there. It's just kind of off the beaten path. About 10 years ago, your eco-hippies, your world travelers that are, staying in hostels sort of move in. And about 5 years ago, which I believe to be directly related to the rise of Instagram, it becomes a hub for the probably 25 to 35-year-old primarily. And not just 25 to 35, but hot.
The influencer.
It is the influencer capital of North America. And
our place, it's not just you're saying Instagram has made it known to these people.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not all Instagram people there.
No, but, well, it's both. Because you cannot walk 10 feet without seeing somebody trying to get the right gram off. Like, I literally watched a woman near sunset.
Like the right lighting? I was trying
hair
to get
right,
your beard pick
yeah.
correctly?
We watched a woman. We gave up at about 35 minutes, and she was still there. And we're, back in, the little chairs by our hotel. We watched her sitting on a beach for 35 minutes trying to get the right picture, the right video. And then I think maybe she was doing, went live or something. She was talking like, hey guys, I'm all my fans. And it's the craziest thing how obsessed, I guess, my generation down to Blake's is with their entire life. They exist to post. It's not like you're just there.
Do they make money?
I'm sure a lot of them do, yeah.
In some of their defense, they are down there to do that.
Yeah, no, that's what, and I never thought of that, but my wife was like, that looks like such a beating, like that being your job. And I'm like, that ain't a beating, that's not even a job. And she said, this woman's been doing this all day. Like, she's not enjoying herself, she's not relaxing. And you would hear people, like in little, taco shops and bars, on the phone with someone who I presume to be representation, talking to them about what they got that day. Like what shots they got, like where they're going to go tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going up to this hiking spot. And I know there's a great photo set up there where we can, get 10 or 12 and you pick. It's crazy.
So it's like where the SI swimsuit models used to go shoot. They pick a location.
Yeah.
This is happening now. Everybody's an SI model.
Yeah. And just flat out, I've never seen so many.
Wouldn't that be an interesting interview?
I've never seen so many extremely attractive, not just women, just the dudes too. Everybody's ripped.
Yeah?
Yeah, and there's house music playing on the beach 18 hours a day. Just dance music. Our place was the one place that wasn't like that. But it was sandwiched between two, so.
And then are they all hooking up? All these hots?
I assume. I mean, that's what I was imagining. For sure. But I've just never seen, it's distracting, frankly. The amount of hot butt that you are just surrounded by all the time. And then there's old, fat, bearded me. I'm like, is this the place that has two for one?
Did you have to self-quarantine when you got back or before
no,
you left?
Okay, so that's the last thing I will tell you, because I don't think we're gonna get into this again. I had to get a test within 3 days of my outbound flight. That test was $100 U.S., which, most of the time you get it done up here, somehow it's free. It was $100, and I'm here to tell you that after, I believe, 6 COVID tests I had taken before, none of them came close to this level of pain. One, they did my throat.
Your throat?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Me neither.
That's the one I got.
They'll do that for.
What
like
do they do? Shove a swab down there?
It was like a strep test, yeah. But they just kept going.
Yes.
For 10 seconds.
Yeah, jeez. I mean he was and it was in there a long time, and I'm trying to communicate with him.
Did you feel this was a doctor or was this a guy on the side of the road?
It was probably a nurse, but it wasn't a trailer. They had two of them on the beach because they know like this is cash cow. Like all these people came from other parts of North America and Europe.
Can you pay extra to make sure it's a positive or a negative?
He probably could. But so they did my throat, and I'm trying to, you want to be prepared for what it is, and I only know, a little bit of Spanish, but I was able to figure out, is it both nostrils? Is it throat? And he's like, throat and both nostrils. The nostril one, so when you've had it done before, they go up, right? Like you're sitting upright and they go up.
All right.
This dude came in the front, which was way different. Like he came in straight, you know, parallel to my face and just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then he pulls it out and does it again. And dude, at this point,
you got tears?
Tears. Yeah.
Because I'm getting tears, you telling me.
Yeah. But I'm thinking I have to stay still and make sure that this test works because my flight is
gotta
in
get out
18
here.
Hours and otherwise I'm going to be completely screwed. It was, I can't even tell you how much more painful.
So 100 for you, 100 for the wife?
Yeah, which I did not expect, to be honest. That might have changed dinner plans that night. But you get it back and then you get to the airport and there's a whole process there too. You got to show the test to like 5 different people. They're stamping it. They have a deal for you to scan on your phone where they can... It's...
How about getting back in the country? That's always a tough thing. That was pretty easy?
Oh, yeah. You mean for COVID? Or just general?
Just everything, yeah. Just...
Global pre-check.
Ah.
It comes with... or global comes with TSA pre-check, which...
Pre-check is so cool. Don't you feel really...
They have to make it more expensive because it's going to be too many people. It's so worth it. It was like $75 for 5 years. And
yeah.
When we get back and customs is there, you're just like, deuces, I'm going right in here. And there's like this huge long line snaked around of people. I would pay way more for that experience and to not have to take your shoes off and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, we shouldn't talk about it so people don't get it because it is really cool. All right. Well, I'm happy to be here and I'm happy you're here. I'm happy we're all here. They're all here.
They're all here.
Shall we do DFW Sports Today to start the show? We have all the teams were in action yesterday. Every possible team. Let's talk about it next.